Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 507 and is sponsored by The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, and Plum Deluxe. This week's episode is also brought to you by Green Chef. For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/knitmoregirls. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
A Review,
Strawn to Gold,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
I'm great. I wanted to start with a one-minute update, since we have fires all around, but we are not...
affected?
Well, okay. So a lot of California is on fire right now. Mm-hmm. The entire city of Paradise is gone. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of stuff going around Facebook about how people can help and what's needed. And what I am overwhelmingly seeing is send money, not stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you send stuff, even if the intentions are good, even if the stuff is good, somebody has to sort it.
Yeah.
And then distribute it. Whereas if you donate money, it's a lot easier to get people what they need. They can get exactly what they need. They can just go to the store and get it and...
gift card. Somebody said get a gift card to Target or somewhere.
Yeah. Something like that.
So people can take their gift card and go and buy what they need most.
And while we personally aren't affected by this, members of our community have been. Genevieve's teacher from last year, her parents' house got damaged. One of Genevieve's classmates has family that's been affected. So it's a challenging time. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we've got bad air down here. So we've been inside, which is not a huge deal. We're okay. We're inside. But people were asking. So I thought I would let you know that we are well out of the way of the fires. We just are getting nasty air from smoke and particulates and all that. So because we have been spending more time indoors, we have done some knitting.
Have you?
I have.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about what you've been doing? Or do you want me to start?
You start.
I would love to start. I have made some good progress on my tied knots hat. I'm knitting this out of a beautiful blue cashmere from Jade Sapphire. And I'm enjoying it tremendously, particularly because I'm using the Knit Companion app, which I think makes noise.
The app makes noise?
When you change rows, it makes a bloop sound, which I don't usually have the sound on my iPad, unless I'm doing something noisy. And I think I had it on for some reason or other. Anyway, so I was knitting and I moved my row and it went bloop, which was kind of charming, actually.
Kind of funny, yeah.
And I stopped for a moment and I went, did that just make a noise when I changed rows? Which is actually a really helpful thing so that you don't accidentally change rows if you do happen to have your device on noise usually. But It was a nice surprise. Anyway.
So hold it up. Since we don't talk about knitting, I haven't seen this.
This isn't the hat.
This is
something else.
It is not blue.
This is a video podcast.
Oh, okay.
This is a video podcast. No, the hat is at home. I don't know that I could follow a chart, follow the equipment, and also turn cables while we podcast.
No, that is a couple of things too many.
Like in 5 years, maybe. Give us 5 more years. All right. So okay. I'm enjoying it. It's good. I can't wait to finish it. Go ahead. What else have you got? What have you got?
So remember how I tend to kind of sink my teeth into something and worry it till I'm done with it?
That's oddly familiar.
Like I tried... Mm-hmm. Knitting my way through a couple of books. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems I'm trying to knit my way through all of Peyton's Croy colorways that I hadn't done before.
Which was awesome and very, very doable because we got it on sale through Craftsy.
Yeah, it was an incredible sale. So, and I'm kind of knitting them in stages. Like an assembly line, It seems. And then they get kind of done in stages in the same way. So right now I'm working on Sunburst Stripe, another one in Mexicala Stripes, Turquoise Stripes, and Sweet Stripes. And I think and I started raspberry stripes because we were going somewhere and I needed something that I could just work on without having to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So these raspberry stripey ones are the newest one in
my
series.
They are really lovely.
Yeah, I think they'll go very well with your hair.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to try and figure out how to take a picture of that.
Oh, yoga. Put your feet on your head.
I'm not gonna... we'll just... So, I've pulled out my sock machine. Do you like that very smooth transition right
yes.
there?
Yes.
I pulled it out of the garage, and I cleaned it up, and I changed the cam on it from 60 stitches to 80 stitches so that I could make a cowl for Genevieve in an evening, which I'm really excited about, and so was Genevieve, and literally everybody in my house was excited about the sock machine, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll talk about that more in a later segment, but...
Why does she need a cowl that's done overnight?
Because knitting takes time. I don't know if you know this, but I knit like 4 stitches a day.
Okay.
At that rate, if she wants a new cowl, she's going to have to... I finished the weaving on the mystery project a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is adding, and it's not a few beads or knots, but all I'm doing is finishing on that right now. And that's taken me significantly longer than the weaving. Though I will say, I remember a dozen years ago,
mm-hmm.
buying self-striping yarn that was hand-painted before hand-painted self-striping sock yarn was like widely accessible, so you could get regia and opal and things like that. But people weren't really doing it the way they are now. There wasn't
mm-hmm.
this abundance of indie dyers doing this frankly magical thing.
Right.
And I remember buying a huge thing, like a big skein of worsted weight in self-striping in Gryffindor colors. And we got the watermelon self-striping from the same dyer.
Huh.
And I never knitted it. So what I might do, depending on... I'll talk about the sock machine more in When Knitting Attacks, but...
Okay.
Depending on if I can get into the garage, into my stash, and find the one skein, I might weave it for her.
The one skein.
The one skein. Which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But... I think I know where it is. She said every single time she went diving in, like literally diving into my stash and around other things. I think it would be easier if we pulled out the Christmas decorations first. And then we have a couple of big boxes blocking my stuff. And one of them is a wireframe dinosaur that we had to have. We have some eclectic Christmas decorations because I just let the kids pick something a couple of years ago. And next time I need to say inflatable decorations only. Because those break down itty bitty.
Oh, the outdoor thing.
The outdoor decorations.
I was trying to place it and...
It's a dinosaur that's wearing a Santa hat and a scarf.
Right.
It's really cute.
It is.
So, anyway.
Strange.
Yeah, so I might... I was going to return your cricket. Not cricket. Yes, cricket.
Uh-huh.
Your little loom.
Right. My loom.
That's what it's called, right? Cricket? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a shacked tiny loom. But I think I'm going to hang on to it tonight and maybe knock out a Gryffindor scarf for her out of self-striping. Because if I warp it and weave it with that yarn, it'll end up looking plaid. So it won't be canon. But.
Okay.
You know what? They would wear it. I can sell this. Anyway. So that's that.
Okay.
What else have you got?
I have been working on my vitamin D sweater for the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal. And I'm working on the third short row part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like I found a groove. And I dug up more stitch markers to mark wrap and turns.
Yeah.
And I need about 10 minutes to knit a row without any counting, which is really good.
Okay.
And totally off topic and... going sideways. I was thinking if I spent the time that I spend on my phone on social media knitting, I could be so productive. I get updates of how much time I spend on my phone on social media. And I'm thinking it is incredibly, it's rude to call me out on how much time I spend noodling on my phone, not doing anything.
Well, so the new iOS update does that, which is incredible. And I say this because we always have people, what do you say when people say, oh, I wish I had as much time as you did it? You can point out if they have an iPhone, like, how much time are you spending on your phone? That's a lot of time. That's a pair of socks right there or something like that.
Yeah. Couple of days and you've got a sock knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really offended at what this.
I will say,
this
though,
app tells me about my
your social media
habits. Yeah.
We can all be more mindful about how much time we spend on screens.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a law of diminishing returns on happiness and social media? This is tangentially related to knitting. I'll bring it back, I promise.
Okay.
So there is like a sweet spot of how much time you spend on social media and your happiness levels. And if you exceed that, you become less happy. So.
Yeah, really all I want to do to be satisfied is check up and see what my friends are doing.
Yeah.
And same. That's all I need. I don't need to read
every news article.
Every dumb article.
Yeah. Well, so the other part of it is that, well, I like being well-informed and getting opinions from my friends and seeing what they're learning and how they're changing as people and their kids and stuff. Instagram is a great place to go for knitspiration. I also am in a bunch of groups on Facebook or pages that are knitting related. So I love seeing the inspiration from what people are doing. It's like, for example, the cowl, doing cowls on the sock machine. I saw that on one of the groups I'm in, Bren Boone, who writes articles for Ply, was posting about how she got this sock machine and she's cranking out, I think they're cowls, but they could be cute headbands as well. But I was like, oh, I could do that in a hot second. She said confidently.
Yeah.
All right. So what else are you working on?
Nothing that is knitted.
Okay. I mentioned before that I am continuing to bead the endless fringe. I'm more than halfway done. And I started a new thing. While I was looking for a pattern for some yarn because I want to try brioche next. I am kind of surprised that I've been knitting as long as I have and there's so many techniques that I have never done. So like I started a fisherman's rib hat last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever it was I changed my hair color, I started a fisherman rib hat in the same color. That's why I remember.
Okay.
But it's been a while. And I have never done brioche. So I was looking for a pattern for a brioche cowl because I got some yarn that I want to try brioche with.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into this pattern, which is a bulky ribbed cowl. And it's a Malabrigo pattern, which I'll link to in the show notes. But I had this other yarn, shockingly enough. And it is, I started a fail project out of it. Like, I started a hat and I didn't swatch.
A fail project.
Explain. It was doomed from the front, from the forefront. And the yarn is from Siren Strings and the color is Tease. And this is her Super Wash Sanctuary Super Bulky Super Wash Merino Nylon. And it is a single. And it's white with hot pink and electric blue speckles. Now, the dyer is Annie, and Annie and I have been going to school together since we were in sixth grade.
Oh, Annie, yes.
And that is where I'm going to say I am biased, because I think she's a wonderful person. And also, I really like her yarn. So, there. Because I feel like, oh yeah, I bought this yarn for my friend, I should say. So, I'm excited, because this is turning out so much better than my hat. So, I'm cannibalizing the old hat, which is knitting off of a project onto another one. And look at this hat. It's just terrible.
Too big.
It's humongous.
It would be a cowl.
It's the bottom of a sweater.
Or that.
Yeah. This is what happens. Even if you've been knitting for 1,000 years, you still can convince yourself. So this has been sitting for over a year as a fail hat. And the other ball is still bald because I got through the entire ball before I decided this is terrible.
Wasn't gonna happen. Okay.
But this cowl is turning out to be perfection. And I want to talk about cowls more in stitches specifically, but I'm really enjoying this. So I found some size 15 tips and a you know how sometimes we do a podcast and I say things like, this thing is a dumb idea?
Uh-huh.
And then I come around and I'm like, oh, it was actually not a dumb idea at all.
Okay.
That's how I felt about feed readers, for the record, for a long time. But anyway.
As opposed to trying to find...
Everything in bookmarks.
Okay. I think feed readers are brilliant.
They are brilliant. I came around. So I will say, I thought that the hat kits were kind of ridiculous with their short needles and they're very short. Like, why would you need a hat kit? Just 16-inch needles. Hat kits are genius because when your tips are just a little bit too long and you don't want to spend... So circular needles are worth their weight in gold, right? And they cost about the same sometimes.
Okay.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Especially in the larger sizes, a 10.5 needle from Scacell is like $22.
Okay.
Which, if you knit on that size needles frequently,
it's good.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
But if you're... If it's a one project thing, like I'm making this hat on size 15, 16, size 15 US, 16 inch circular needles.
Huh.
Will I do a bunch of these? Not in a row.
Okay.
But I did have a short cable because Knitter's Pride did those ingenious color coded cables. And we bought a bunch from Webs so that we would have them available and ready to go. And so I pulled one out, and I was able to just start. And this is, I'm using the Licky Driftwood needle tips, which I really like, with those interchangeable cables from Knitter's Pride. And I'm just zip, zip, zipping along on this very bulky cable. I started this yesterday.
So, Licky?
And it's Licky.
I asked my Norwegian-speaking friend what Licky means. And she said it's a feeling of contentment and pervasive pleasure.
That is a great word.
I licky that. So, yeah. You were talking about your short needles and short cables.
Yes.
And I ordered a set of short needles in different sizes.
A hat kit.
A hat kit. And I'm storing, because we were knitting a lot of refugee hats. Mm-hmm. I need to get back on that.
Should get back to that, yeah.
And so I put all of them in one bag. So usually my kits are organized on a shelf, but these are in a bag with Lady Liberty on it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So... Remind me who made the bag?
Little Skein.
Little Skein, yes. So.
Which you can find link to, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes.
Yeah, so my needles are all, my hat needles are all in one place.
That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. I need to organize myself, otherwise I lose my mind. What little is left of it.
Same, girl, same.
Okay, what else are we working on?
That's it for me.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Love trying new teas? Treat yourself to a Plum Deluxe Tea of the Month subscription. For only $10 a month, you'll receive a hand-blended, all-organic, loose-leaf tea thoughtfully chosen for the season. Tea Club members also enjoy special benefits like discounts, free shipping on all purchases, and access to a very loving and supportive tea community. A tea subscription also makes a fantastic gift. Visit plumdeluxe.com/tea to learn more. Mother dearest!
Lovey!
What events will we be attending and participating in the near future?
Ha ha! So we have the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal ongoing, and you are knitting something for that?
I am knitting the fading lines.
From Hori Locatelli.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm knitting my vitamin D.
Yes.
Stitches West is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's beginning to feel a lot like stitches.
Excellent, yes. That is February 21st through 24th, 2019, at the Santa Clara Convention Center. How long is that away? That's not that much.
No. I might actually finish my Frozen Heart sweater before Stitches.
I thought you were going to knit something half done to Stitches.
Oh, Mom, I have plenty of time to half knit several things.
Okay, good.
By Stitches. I'm hoping to wear that one finished. like blocked with a label sewn in and everything.
Excellent. Stitches registration is open.
Mm-hmm.
So go register. And last but not least, the Grinch Along starts December 1st. And the purpose of that is for you to be done with your Christmas gift knitting so you can enjoy the holiday season.
Not just Christmas gifts, all holiday season gifts.
Yes. So be done with your gift knitting and enjoy the season and drink cocoa, bake cookies, eggnog. We used to do Christmas decorations when I was living in Germany and going to after-school daycare. And we would make all kinds of neat decorations, and they would read us Christmas stories, and we would light candles on the Advent wreath.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very nice.
And sounds lovely. And the way you participate in the Grinch Along is by showing us or telling us. So we usually have a thread in Ravelry in our group, and we check the hashtag Grinch Along on Instagram. And I'll even go on a limb and say we'll do some Twitter ones. And we're making bags this year, which will never be available for sale, but we are working on, if you really want a Grinch bag, we will find you a source where you can buy one in case you don't want to run the risk of not getting one this holiday season. So we make special ones, and that's part of it. And people always send us the most amazing things to give away as prizes for the Grinch Along, because for some odd reason, this particular contest seems to speak to a lot of people's hearts.
It resonates.
It might make their heart grow three sizes. I know. I can't help myself. This feels like the dad joke episode. So anyway, we would love, the point of the Grinch Along is to enjoy the holidays, and you want to show us how you're enjoying the holidays, and you can win a prize for enjoying the holidays. Does this get any better?
I'm sure
somebody will think of something to make it better. Anyway, so we have the fabric picked for the bags. We have some ideas, and I don't know if we're going to spoiler it yet. Do you want to spoiler the bags this year? Or do we want to keep it a surprise until one is finished?
Let me make at least one bag.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up. Is there anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and Needle and Notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in stitches this week?
Ha! I have been wearing my Quinn hat with ear flaps at night.
Which is a woolly worm head design.
Yes. And I've been wearing hand knit socks. And I have been wearing, and I've been showing off my hand knit socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wearing my Knitmore cowl. And I wear it as a cowl during the day when I need a little bit extra around my neck to mm-hmm. keep me comfortable. And then at night, it turns into my Dobby hat. I pull it over my hat head and let it hanging, and it keeps my ears warm and the top of my head.
Fair enough.
Yes. What have you guys been wearing?
I've been wearing my resistance hat. Mm-hmm. I've been wearing wool socks every single day. Today was very chilly, so I wore my green twist cardigan and a scarf that Evil Jasmine wove for me. Not to be mistaken with me, I'm Wicked Jasmine, because there is no good twin and evil twin here. And it's out of abstract fiber in a pink and purple and green colorway, and then like that lime green.
Doesn't Evil Jasmine have an Etsy shop?
She did. I don't know if she still does, but if she does, I will post a link.
Excellent.
I have to look for it. And yesterday I was wearing my Urban Sunrise Boneyard and my resistance hat. And this is the one that's grays, dark charcoal gray up to yellow, like a golden mm-hmm. yellow. And as we're walking to school, Genevieve is telling me that she's frozen. And I'm wearing the same thing she is, which, I mean, obviously people feel things differently, but I'm wearing the same thing, except that I'm wearing like a cowl basically around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And she was frozen, and I was perfectly toasty. So I said, do you want my shawl thing? She said, yes. And so I wrap her up in it, and she sighs, and she goes, oh, I'm so warm. Well, it didn't hurt that I'd pre-warmed it.
Yes.
From my body. But anyway, this morning, there was a slight issue with her wardrobe because she went to put on a scarf, and she has no scarf that is just right. So she hijacked one of those floofy three-strand on gigantic needles scarves out of my drawer.
The '80s?
No, 2000s, Mom.
Okay.
And so the aughts. I don't know what we call that time, but I'm going to call it the aughts. Anyway, so that one's too long, and her Elmo scarf is too short, which was a fuzzy red fun fur type thing that I think you made for her. Mm-hmm. One of the friends from knitting group made from her.
Yeah, it was a knitting group
a friend. Long time ago, back yep. when she was into Elmo. And she also wore her coronation sweater. So that's why I'm pushing to finish the cowl quickly so that she has something that's just right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's super into Harry Potter. And I think I mentioned last week that I got some of the must stash yarn in the Harry Potter. It's got all the houses in it, and it's just beautiful.
Okay. So
I'm hoping to knock that out while she's still very enthusiastic about it.
Good plan.
Rex wore... Did I mention she wore her coronation sweater?
Yes.
Okay. Rex wore his Lionheart hoodie, which is the stripy one from the Heart on My Sleeve collection from Tin Can Knits.
That is lovely.
It's such a beautiful sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Toot toot. I love how it turned out. It makes me happy every time he wears it, and it's still got length in the sleeves for him.
Oh, excellent.
I think that's it for what we're wearing. Is that it for you?
That's it.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Dreaming of fall sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com.
For Mother Knows Best, we are going to not answer a question out of the What Do You Want to Hear About thread. We are going to talk about small bites and how anything is manageable one bite at a time.
Would you like to start? This is partly your sewing thing and partly my thing.
So I looked at my notes and what came into my head was doing taxes, and it has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is overwhelming. So what I did last year is I said, okay, I'm going to do taxes for maybe 15 minutes or longer. And when I can't stand it, I'm going to stop and continue another time. And my taxes got done in a very timely fashion.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so good to hear.
And what were you thinking about?
Everything.
Okay.
So, and this is partly with kid stuff.
Okay.
Genevieve is doing spelling, and her teacher is really good about breaking things down into small parts.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching them tricks and things like that. And on a totally unrelated note, I was so charmed that they're learning mythology kind of off the cuff, because Genevieve was so excited to tell me the story of Arachne, which we'll link to in the show notes, because she weaves and she spins.
Yes.
And Genevieve was like, do you know the story? And I was like, yeah, but tell me anyway.
Yeah.
And she was so delighted. So anyway, I love breaking things down into smaller parts. So when my friend showed me that first step of Knit Companion, it got me rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one step at a time. Oh, I don't know how to do this thing. All right, let me watch the video. All right, I'll come back to it. The tubular cast on from Isolde.
Uh-huh.
One step at a time. It's all overwhelming if you look at the whole thing, right? But a sweater's just one stitch at a time, just like every other thing.
Yep.
So it's something good to remember, because I feel like it was Little Skein Anne had a thing where she said every stitch is a small thing, mm-hmm. but they all add up.
Right.
And that's how we have to look at things, you know, or your house, okay, might be an 800 browser tab open window house, like mine.
Okay.
But you can put one thing away. You can put just the socks away in your house. Just all the errant socks. We end up with 10,000 little socks floating around our house in the span of an hour. They just...
It feels like that,
they do.
Doesn't it?
Like, when I start cleaning house, I start with socks. So, anything is doable one bite at a time. If you want to learn something new, one stitch at a time.
One organizational person I followed did, you can do anything for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would get through my day like that. Do 15 minutes of that, timer would go off. I'd drop it like a hot potato, set my timer again for 15 minutes, and knit for 15 minutes. It was amazing how much knitting and working I would get done that way.
Yeah, and when you only have one bite of time, that's...
Yeah.
That's huge. All right. So, this week's encouragement is anything is possible, one bite at a time. All right?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. Speaking of small bites,
yes,
and anything being possible, a quick word from our sponsors. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company. Their meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. I really like how convenient Green Chef is. And Green Chef agrees. They think dinner should be planned around your life, not the other way around. You can switch up your meal plan and change the box to make sure you're getting what you want. And everything is hand-picked and delivered right to your door. If you're not a confident chef, I really like that everything comes with directions and pictures. And for Green Chef particularly, the recipes include pre-made sauces, dressings, and spices. So you don't have to make every single piece and part from the beginning, if that's not your jam. See what I'm doing there? Jam? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We made the veggie polenta bowl with pesto, and the kids loved it. We love polenta in our house, and the kids are big pesto eaters, and the veggies that they included were basically everyone's favorites. I will say I haven't eaten a mushroom in years since the kids discovered that they like them. But, you know, you might get to eat the mushrooms in your dish just because we let the kids kind of run rein. But it's fun that they get excited about the vegetables. If this sounds like something that would be a good fit for your lifestyle, for your family, particularly, I would say, for festival season, because you know it would be amazing to come home from a Stitches or a Rhinebeck or one of these events and you have your meal box waiting for you and it's all ready to go and you can have your dinner done in 30 minutes or you can hand it off to someone else in your house if you are lucky enough to have a house with other people in it and say, it's all in there. You take care of this. I'm gonna go put my feet up with my knitting. I'm gonna go sort my yarn. I'm gonna go print my patterns off Ravelry and put it together before I forget what I bought yarn for. So, does this sound like a good fit for you?
Yes, we're doing that for Stitches.
Yes.
Excellent.
And we'll see who makes the food. My hope is that it's not me.
Yes.
But Andrew loves doing them too. And Genevieve loves doing it. I think I've mentioned in the past that she's done some of these meals almost completely by herself.
Not just sous chefing.
Not just sous chefing. She's really excited. She's lobbying because these have given her confidence and she can read the directions and she can see the pictures. So... Mm-hmm. It's a good way of spending time together. So if this sounds like it works for your family as well, it will work for your family as well. You can get $50 off your first box of Green Chef. Go to greenchef.us/knitmoregirls.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Tell me all of your knitting woes. I mean, learning experiences.
Oh, no. It's woes. So... One thing that I learned from my vitamin D cardigan is the more work I do ahead of time, the less I have to do in repairing stuff. So
a stitch in time saves 9?
More like 900. But as many lifelines as I need and as many stitch markers. So I mark everything. And my vitamin D cardigan sometimes looks like a Christmas tree because there's so much hanging off of it. But if I have it there, then I don't need to go back 10,000 times and count it.
Yeah, and you posted a picture with all your stitch markers.
Yes.
Which was rather impressive.
Every wrap and turn got a stitch marker.
Mm-hmm.
And every increase, every underarm increase, got a stitch marker. And now I've added stitch markers to the yarn overs so I can see how, make sure that they are in the right spot and not floating off to the side.
Okay.
So talking about stitch markers, I had to move all of them one stitch over because I was off by one, which is annoying. And the direction said, work 7 rows straight in stockinette and then do the yarn overs. And I did 8 rows.
Mm.
Yeah, so, and I didn't want to tink back all these stitches, so I counted from the purl side instead of just doing it on the knit side.
Makes sense.
Which seemed awkward.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be easier?
No, it wasn't easier.
Okay.
It was annoying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And I'm doing it with hashtags on a rather bedraggled looking post-it note because
hashtags? Hash marks. Yes, sorry.
Yes, hash marks.
Hashtag when knitting attacks.
Tally marks. And all of my increases and decreases have been on that bedraggled post-it note. And I need to get back to Knitting Companion.
Knit Companion,
yeah.
Let's do it together, one bite at a time.
Excellent. How has your knitting been treating you?
You guys, I'm trying to be positive about this stuff, and it's easier. It's
challenging.
When you have an audience of people you are trying to influence. So, for example, I get the sock machine out, and I'm feeling really good because I've done it a million times, right? I've set it up a bunch of times. And also, we have, like, the nicest listeners in the world. I post the picture with perhaps a sarcastic caption.
What picture?
I posted a picture of my sock machine disaster.
Yes, that was a disaster.
And the caption read, I'm getting so good at learning, you guys. Because the whole thing about a learning mindset, a growth mindset, is that mistakes are learning opportunities. And I do truly believe it down to my toes when anybody but me is making mistakes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to model what I want to see and what I want my kids to feel and things like that. I don't want them to feel
that they have to get it right on the first time.
Exactly, because it's a hard thing. And so it keeps, try 4. No, it's terrible. And I changed out the cams, which is part of it, and the thing got moved. And if you move one thing, you have to move the other things. And then the needles weren't sitting the right way. And 2 of my needles were bent, which makes a big difference.
Yeah, that doesn't.
And I have tons of needles. Like, I bought a bunch when I bought the thing. So it's not like I couldn't do it because I was missing this needle, right?
Okay.
So Genevieve is standing with me and she's encouraging me. And it was the sweetest thing. You are working really hard at this, Mom. Let's try this again. You can do this. We'll just try. Let's try something else. Like, did you read the directions? Let's watch the video. Did you hear in the video where she said this? I don't think you did that.
Oh, good for her.
Yes. The tone of voice she was using was her teacher's voice. Because I'm in the classroom and I hear how she speaks to the students, and it was exactly the way her teacher speaks. And the same thing happened last year. I got encouragement from her kindergarten teacher via Genevieve last year as well. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting how they're influenced this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's coaching me along and she's being encouraging, and we finally got it to work. And I posted a success picture, and I think it was try 7.
Okay.
Before.
All right.
Yeah. Because I literally said that as soon as it started going. And I told Genevieve in bed, I was like, okay, I was putting her down. Because the whole thing is I can't leave it unattended in the middle of a project because somebody messes with it.
Yeah.
And they've already messed with it. So I have to set it up again anyway, which is fine because it's going to get there. But she said, before she fell asleep, she says, do it 3 more times before you use the real yarn. Which, okay. I don't know where she might have heard that. But, yeah. So, I'm really excited about making her this cowl because it's... And she wants to work on it, too. She wants to turn the very appealing crank on the sock machine. And for people who've asked, I have an Enzac, a New Zealand auto knitter, and I really like it, I guess. It's a good one. I haven't done any on any other sock machine, but it's all in one thing, and it works, theoretically, if you follow the directions. And I've got a couple of people who've offered to give me help on FaceTime and in person, and I will get there.
Good.
Just, it's a matter of finding a place. So I might take you up on your offer and stick it in my old bedroom and just come over here and pop something on my iPad and watch TV.
Oh.
Because if I leave it here, theoretically nobody will mess with it.
Me, maybe.
Maybe. But you can pick up stitches.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about it. Anyway, so that is my sock machine drama. Hopefully in the next few days. So my plan is to crank out the cowl, and then I'm going to do a citric acid soak on it because I'll probably want to send it through the washer and dryer. And while I'm sure the color will stay.
The cowl, not the machine.
The cowl, not the sock machine.
Yes.
And then I will graft it.
Uh-huh.
Because she wants a cowl, not a scarf.
Good.
And then I was thinking about if, because I don't use 80 for socks. I use 60 for socks for us.
Right.
And so I might switch it out for the other one again and do some socks. And once I've got it set up for socks again. But I want to crank out all the cowls I want to do before I switch out the cams. Because that was, maybe the more I do it, the easier it will get. But
probably.
Hopefully. So anyway, that was exciting. It's a lot of moving parts. I have to say, knitting has taught me all about a lot of things, and spinning has taught me about a lot of things that I never thought I would learn about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, knitting on the sock machine is incredibly mechanical. All of the problems I have run into were not knitting problems. They're mechanical problems and placement problems and, like, why isn't this moving? Why isn't this catching? Oh, this needs to be here. This needs to be here. It's figuring out how all the pieces work together. And the same thing with the device.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why isn't this working? Which part have I not gotten? Okay, let me set it up from the beginning. Let me read these directions and things like that. It's really interesting. So, that is my when knitting attacks.
Very good.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog back because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for our review, we will be reviewing Knit Girl Cowls and Scarves by Shannon Oakey. This was sent to us by Shannon over at Cooperative Press, and it retails for $16.95 in US dollars on Ravelry, or you can get a paperback copy of it for $22.95. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Could I get you to kick off this review?
Sure. So, Knit Girl, not to be confused with the Knit Girls podcast, that is spelled with three L's.
Yes.
Cowls and scarves. And it's exactly what it says. It's a collection of cowls and scarves. And I've knitted a lot of scarves.
Cowls?
Cowls.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough cowls. So I've knitted a lot of shawls. And now I'm more in a place where I like cowls. So this starts with a scarf that looks very fishermanish.
Fishermanish.
And it has bobbles worked in between ribs.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Totally different look.
And wrapped stitches, which you don't see very often.
Yeah, and I really like this use of bobbles where
they won't be misinterpreted.
Right.
Yes, I think so, that is the most.
This is very understated and elegant and compact.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Another thing I like about this book, that it has a prereqs that you do in college. This is what you need to know. It says required skills. And this one says knitting cables, knitting bobbles, working from charts or pattern words.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. It gives you the size, the finished measurements, material gauge, and then it leads into the pattern.
You know what I really like? The chart got a full page.
It does. And if you put your iPad on its side, it's really big.
It is. And I usually pop my stuff into Knit Companion to do this.
Uh-huh.
And inside the Knit Companion app, you can make your chart bigger too. Because I was like, oh, this chart's very tiny for tied knots.
Yeah.
Because it's efficient on page space.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wonder. Oh, I can make this bigger. So that was a nice surprise. Mm. But I can read this without my glasses.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, it looks manageable.
Yeah.
And then the next one is called Asher, and it is texture.
And it's a chevron type texture in garter and ribs.
Without being textures, without being really chevrons that... It's done lengthwise as opposed to sideways.
Yeah.
And I like it this way.
That one's missing a chart though, which is kind of a bummer. I love the Bramley wrap, I want to call it. So it's technically a scarf. But it is one of those wonderful wide ones where if you are in a cold office, this would be perfect to just throw over your shoulders. I would go shawl pin and around the shoulders, but I also really like an around the shoulder wrap. And I love that it's bulky, so you can just knock that puppy out.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Even if you knit 4 stitches a day, it's manageable.
Yes.
The Brinjal cowl is texture, and it's really interesting. It's a good use of baubles and texture. I wish it was in a slightly different yarn, because I had to go to the chart to get...
Yeah, because I think I can't see the pattern.
Yeah, I had to go to the chart for it.
The yarn is a bit busy.
Once you see the chart, the yarn, you can see it in the knitting.
Uh-huh.
But I wish it had been, the sample was in a different yarn. That's all.
Right.
The Costa cowl is exactly where I am right now. I'm in such a cables place. I'm in such a cable-y place right now. And this is classic and wearable and commercial, which is not a bad thing. It just is. If you want something that looks commercial, that's a good one.
Yeah, and if you like doing cables, that will be perfect.
It's very potato chippy.
Yeah, although having a lot of long rows and you're saying, oh, just one more cable.
And then you're done. You've got a cowl. Boom.
Yeah.
The Klein cowl is a Fair Isle type of pattern with triangles in it. And I've done socks in this chart.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, you want to talk about potato chippy?
It's very understated and elegant.
Mm-hmm. I think with a gradient for one of the colors and a solid for the other, it would be breathtaking as well. And I love that there's a coloring page so you can test out color patterns before you commit.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that, but yeah.
I really like details like that.
And you know what? You could do a gradient in this too.
Yes. Ah. And we've got, like, how many of those mini skein kits has everyone been... Like, those are one of those things that are so tempting. They're like a box of pettifors that you want to eat in one sitting. Don't judge. That's just how I live. All right. The Hermes 3000. Hermes 3000 is a typewriter, not a scarf.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's inspired by her typewriter keys.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I like the color pattern. I wish there was more contrast in the yarn. Like, the chart is perfect because there's tons of contrast in the chart. The yarn I wish had just a little bit more contrast.
Again, perfect for a gradient.
Mm-hmm. Or mini skeins.
And then there is the...
Manicorn cowl.
Which is very... They've used a very happy, sprinkly yarn.
It's Mad Tosh. in cosmic wonder dust. So this would be great in any of those beautiful speckles, speckled hand paints, which are so in. I love that it's DK because that is my favorite weight of yarn to work with. And that means I have options. And it only takes one skein, which is amazing.
And I think it looks sort of, it's a diagonal kind of slip stitchy thing.
It's a very basic lace pattern. Very basic lace pattern.
Okay.
But it's very effective. It doesn't need to be complicated if it's effective.
Exactly.
All right. We have the Miso scarf, which is modeled by my favorite model in this whole book. Every time she smiles in any of the cooperative press books, you can tell she's smiling down to her toes. And I just love it.
Yeah.
That makes a really big difference for me if the models, they don't have to be smiling, but when they are, I want to feel it.
Yeah.
All right. So this one doesn't get that much love from me because it's very basic. But again, you need a basic thing.
But it isn't. I thought, oh, that looks like the garter stitch scarf I made for my dad when I was 12. And it isn't. It has more.
More to it.
More to it. Yeah.
It's hard to see it, though, because of the yarn they chose.
That's true. Yeah, it maybe needed a lighter yarn because in this happy raspberry colored yarn,
yeah,
the little details kind of...
They got lost.
Get lost.
Yeah.
It's like a private joke.
Yes.
Or wearing fancy underwear that you only know about.
That's true. I do love everything about the operetta scarf.
Yeah, that is my favorite of this.
It looks high end. The color of the yarn is just... It really appeals to me.
Yeah.
It's this really rich brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks commercial to a certain extent. Does that make sense? Like, it looks fancy.
Yeah. I was thinking, I want to make this as a cowl.
Easy.
And you just handed me a skein of black yarn.
I did.
The other day?
Ah, yes, that's sock yarn. This is in a worsted.
Well, potato, potato.
Yeah, you can do the math.
Yeah.
Cowlify it, and you can call it the operetta cowl. That was the one thing. Are you ready for the sequel that I'm asking for? What? Oh, but we're not finished with this one. I would like to see an addendum with, like, and here's how you make this cool scarf into a cowl, where they just do the math for people who are not math inclined. Okay. Though I have to say, it's not that hard to do the math yourself. So, let's talk about the Perrin cowl, which is so cool. This is your post-apocalyptic cowl pattern. It's a cowl. It's a shirt. It's a sweater. And it's, you
very
can wear it.
Fashion forward.
It's extremely fashion forward. And normally I would be kind of put off by this, but it's so cool. And the model wearing it, I like that it's paired with a tank top.
Yeah.
Because it's edgy. Now, yes, this is definitely not for everybody. But you can wear it like 47 different ways. And it reminds me of the Katniss thing a little bit.
This is not my age demographic.
I don't know that it's mine either, but...
You're too old for it too?
I am not too old for it. I wear glitter on my eyelids and in my hair and all over. So maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I actually, I was looking at this and I was like, maybe for me. We'll see. And it's in Malabrigo, so it'll feel good against your skin anyway.
Definitely.
Anyway, I really like that. It was something that was totally, I didn't think I would be excited about, but I was. All right. So.
And then we have the Sarilda cowl, which is texture and...
Very elegant.
Very elegant. And it feels like the cowls we knitted some time ago out of the cashmere.
Mm-hmm.
This, the
zebra cowl.
The zebra cowls. It's kind of reminiscent of that, but more work.
Mm-hmm. So it's somewhere between fingering and sport weight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice lightweight thing, so you could use something special for this.
Right. And then there is the Shadow Time cowl, and that is texture and interesting. And I counted 13.
I will trust your counting. My counting is broken. The Shadow Time is so cool. I love the eyelets in it. It looks like it'd be fun to knit. And that's really the point of knitting, right? I mean, it's partly to end up with a cool thing you get to wear, but also.
And I like the model that has gray hair. So that obviously talks to me.
I like that the cowl that she's paired with brings it out.
Yeah.
I really, really am enjoying these. I feel like this would be a booklet if it's 13 patterns. I couldn't tell you how big the book itself is if you pick it up as a physical book. However, I do think that it is worth the purchase price on a Ravelry for the download. Because I looked at it on my tablet.
Uh-huh.
And it feels well worth the value for as many of the cowls and scarves as I liked. I think this is a buy it now for this season. There's nothing more satisfying than sitting down with a project that you can pick up and put down and wear.
And they look like they're all one skein projects, more or less.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, mostly one skein projects.
Which is perfect because we've all been tempted by that one skein, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Your final thoughts?
I like it.
All right. We will link to this one, same. In the show notes. This is Knit Girl Cowls and Scarves. It retails for $22.95 for a hard copy or $16.95 for a Ravelry download. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lola lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com. This week for Straw into Gold, I have made some progress on my Incredibles sweater project, if you will remember from ages and eons ago. I am spinning a set of sweaters for the family out of two fleeces from the same sheep. And this is going to go, I'm going to make Julia Farwell Clay's Hero sweater, H-I-R-O, which is a homonym, not the same word. And I just thought it would be fun to do matching sweaters for the whole family. And then the contrast colors for the yoke are in Lisa Souza's super fine Australian merino. And so I pulled out the Acadia wheel from Infinite Twist and I did some spinning on that because I haven't spun on that one in ages. And I really wanted to, we have been in the house a lot this last week.
Yeah.
And we aren't normally, and we've been doing a little bit more screen time than we normally do. So I thought, you know, if the kids are watching TV, I can pull out a spinning wheel and spin. I can sit for a little bit too. So I got some good progress on that. And while I was puttering around the house tidying, I was talking to a friend and I pulled out the black device, 008, as I like to call it. And I got it set up so that my friend could spin on it and it doesn't go unused. And it's really fun. It's an interesting experience. And it's fun for me to see how much things have changed in one revision. And I really like that you can go back and have your device upgraded. And you're not stuck.
Yeah.
Like the backwards compatibility thing is amazing to me. I wish mine did the thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm really enjoying that. And it got me spinning again because I haven't been doing a lot of stuff that I enjoy because I've been sleeping a lot more. And if I'm sleeping, I'm not doing other things. So it was nice to be able to just sit and do some spinning during the day when I'm not asleep. So that's about it for spinning for me. I hope to do some more and talk about it more because I got something cool in the mail that I'm excited about. So let's move on to the next segment. Mother Dearest, let's talk about sewing.
Okay. So I drafted a sloper in class. And then she said to make a muslin with just one leg because doing two was redundant. If it fits, it fits. So I handed that in. And then I finished drafting the trouser pattern. And the trouser pattern has wider legs and it has a...
It's a wide leg trouser?
Not wide leg, but it comes straight down.
Okay.
And it's not narrow and skinny. And also, we lowered the waistline, and it has a yoke. So those I finished drafting, and I cut them out of muslin. And as I cut them out of muslin, I had to use muslin from the two bolts that I had left. and I finished my muslin.
Which was quite a lot, if I recall. I think each bolt had like 33 yards.
Something like that. And I was making the lining for our Grinch bags out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. I have to buy new muslin, and especially since I decided I want to take a draping class next semester.
You're really going to need stuff for that.
I need muslin for that, yeah.
I'm excited about draping, by the way.
Yes. So I started sewing the pants, and the front of the pants are done. And they had pockets and the zipper, and I understitched it. And when you understitch, you secure your seam allowance to the fabric so your seam doesn't roll out.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay stitched. I did the understitching on the wrong side of the pocket. So instead of having it on the inside of the pocket where you can't see it, I did it on the outside of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I also shortened the zipper, and I did something wrong in the zipper application because the zipper sticks.
Oops.
Yeah. And I was looking at the pieces for the pockets, and I had too many pieces. I drafted an extra piece that I guess I just made it up. I didn't need that. And so that is due, I think, on Thursday. And we started drafting a unitard, like something out of a knit fabric. And we are drafting something that has top and pants in one piece. When I was exercising, we called that a unitard.
Yes, that is true.
And I said, how much paper do I need? She said, oh, cut a piece, maybe 100 inches long, at least 80.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's quite a bit.
So it has to go from the floor up over my head because usually a model is, what, 5'10"?
Yeah, 5'10", 6 feet-ish.
6 feet-ish, so yeah. Which is about a foot more than I would need. But, yeah. So, working on that, and I was done with my drafting early, and I got home early yesterday. So that Wonderful. Was good. Yeah, and then I have to gear up for making a suit.
I'm super excited. I have some houndstooth fabric I found. A lot of it. I have like 6 yards of it. That feels like almost enough for a suit.
Let me see what I can do with that. I still need to take a French pattern drafting class so I can make it so it fits you and not just the models at school.
I'm super excited.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
All right. Is that it or is there more?
Nope. That's it.
Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank the Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Green Chef, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Plum Deluxe, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, YouTube, pretty much everywhere as Knit More Girls. And you can also find the podcast via Google Play, Spotify, and as of December, on Pandora Radio. And join our Ravelry group. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.